Blog Talk Radio.
Extremeness is here. XOHL, a view from the blue line. Sponsored in part by the Extreme Online Hockey League.com. Special co-host weekly. Call-in show. Come hear the hits, the stats, the rumors, and the hot topics. Come be a blue liner. Let's be extreme.
I'm your host, of course. This is the Blue Line, and we're getting ready to rock a good night tonight. Lots of stuff going on in the league, as you know. Season opener tonight, 10 and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be playing. Also, big news, don't like to mention the other league, but they're also opening up their season opener tonight, too, as well. So, lots of hockey going on around in the NHL community, and we'll see how things roll. And, buckle in, strap yourself in, put your dildos on, whatever you want to call it. Sit back and relax, and we'll see what we can bring, some exciting information for you. Got my co-host on the line, one of my co-hosts on the line. I wonder if the other co-host is still sleeping, but if he's still sleeping, we might give him a call and see if we can wake him up.
I like cheese. I like cheese. I like cheese.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I like cheese.
One, the only Taco Sunday.
Cheese.
You there, Taco?
I'm here.
I like cheese.
Taco. Excited
I'm
for
here,
tonight?
God damn it.
I'm here.
Nope.
God damn it. Why aren't you excited tonight?
I like.
Because this whack ass trade that everybody's making.
But trade? Why? What do you mean? We'll talk about trades tonight. There's lots to talk about there. But considering that I got you on the line, this fantastic even, we might as well start things right off and talk about this week's disciplinary decisions. Because I think you're involved, are you not?
I like cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get your comment and see what you think about that. Judiciary decisions found in the forums. Each week they'll be posted by one of the BOD who has been bad boys for the week. And this week we had some preseason infractions. As you can see, Ashton Army was removed due to being a douchebag. DeBroni quit the league, so he's been removed and will serve a Season 5 ban. Little Denman also removed, douchebaggery. And of course, as predicted, George LX76, he quit the league. And big news on the Toronto Maple Leafs front, and NTGX Grant, now considered OTPGJQ, or whatever his name is, Grant, just changed his gamer tag. He has stepped down as owner of the Toronto Maple Leafs. What do you think of that, Taco?
Whatever.
Whatever?
Yeah, whatever. It's not that interesting.
Well, it's a little interesting. I mean, Grant has been around for the last three seasons. He's been pretty dedicated. But unfortunately, fortunately, he found a job, which I think is what he's been looking for, and he had to take the time to step into that job role. And so he gracefully bowed out as ownership, and because of our game times are late, he gracefully had to bow out as a player as well. So he probably won't get a season ban for that because, you know, real life comes first, in our opinion. And I know Grant's been trying to look for a job for quite some time, and glad that he's landed one finally, and it looks like it's going to be close to home. And the only suspension we had this week, 1 week suspension, Taco Sunday, will be serving for offensive language in the chat box. Taco, what do you got to say about that, buddy?
It's whatever. It's not
a big whatever?
Deal. Yeah, it's not really a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal that probably New Jersey, one of New Jersey's top players, is going to have to sit out for the first week. That is a huge deal. That's big breaking news.
Not even a chance. Definitely not even one of New Jersey's top players. I got paid $250K. Definitely not a top player. Shouldn't have to put any real effort into it. You know what I mean? I play like a 250K player. I'm not
Is that what you're
going to
do? You're going to play like a 250K player this season?
No, I'm definitely not going to play like a 250K player, but I'm paid 250K, so you can't really expect the best, you know what I mean?
Well, 250K player must mean that you'd have to sit the first week out. You don't play
yep.
at all.
Well, that's exactly what that means.
So really, now as things get underway, you're kind of overpaid if you think about it, because you're getting paid $250,000 for sitting for 1 week.
Yep. I'm getting free money right now.
He's getting free money?
Paid vacation.
A paid vacation, so he's got a suspension for a week, but he's suspended with pay, obviously. So we'll see how your team does without you this week. That's the big news. I know, have you tried to appeal the decision, or have you? Do you think it's fair? What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, no, I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to serve the week suspension because I'm basically not even going to be here this whole week anyway. So it's really not that big of a deal.
Okay. So I guess it worked out in your favor. So to not have to give those two games in this week. Well, way to be graceful, friend, and take your punishment and come back in week two and hopefully make your mark in week two. That means you just have to score doubly the points. What? You have to be even doubly more cheesy.
No, I don't have to double anything, though. That's the thing. I'm paid $250K for a reason.
You're paid to a... Do you hear this, New Jersey Devils? That the Taco Sunday is only going to give you a $250K performance. So, what does that mean, really? What does that mean? I have no idea what that means.
It means I have no thumbs.
You have no thumbs?
Yeah.
Okay, so he only plays with no thumbs. He'll be playing with pointy fingers. Pointer fingers.
I'm about to start playing chopsticks.
Well, looks like you might get a point this week in the Survivor Series if Caster doesn't wake his fat ass up and get on the show. Basically, he's supposed to be here. I told him 8 p.m. Eastern, but he went to take a nap, a little girly nap, and he's not here yet. But in the meantime, let's you and I talk a little bit about, we kind of ended off last week about free agency last week. Friday was the last free agency day before regular season started. Let's talk a little bit about that. It's time. That's the wrong song. Don't want to play that. we'll talk. Actually, no, let's talk about this. Our segment we bring back every year, and now that all the salaries are out, we have our new Million Dollar Man.
Everybody's gonna pay. 'Cause the Million Dollar Man always gets his way.
That's right. It's a Million Dollar Man time. This is when we at the Blue Line point out the highest paid player in the league. Is he worth it? Is he not worth it? Can he live up to his paycheck? We know Taco Sunday will definitely live up to his paycheck. He's already doing it now, just by being here. He's earning $200 just by showing up, just by being on the chat box. He's earning his money. That's good stuff. So it looks like this year's highest paid player so far. I mean, we talked about free agency, and there were some big names in Friday's free agency that we thought may have gone a little bit higher, but we'll talk about that later. But right now, the highest paid player looks like to be, from my perspective, is the one, the only, the Holmes Rule. Right?
What? How much did he go for? 6.5?
I believe he went 6.75, if I'm not mistaken. I'll just double-check those numbers. I think he's the highest paid player right now in the league. 6.75 million dollars.
Yeah, I don't even know. Yeah, he got six.
He's got 6 million. He's a close second. But Holmes Rule, the first question I want to ask myself, everybody, is what is a Holmes Rule? What is a Holmes Rule? What is it? Is it a particular rule in life he has? Is it one of those things like, I think it was from Billy Madison, the O'Doyle rules or something like that? Is there something along that line? Is it Holmes Rules? What is that? Do you know, Taco?
I have no idea. I have no idea at all. That must be like an inside thing between Tanaka and him. Maybe Tanaka knows.
So if Holmes Rule and Tanaka are out there listening tonight, which they always are because I know they love the blue line, Tanaka being AT43, those people who don't know him, the undressed benched hero, he is, call us, let us know, tell us what a Holmes Rule is, but how we roll it is, if you look on the side there, we got some gambling. It's up for the night. You can do some gambling, and if you want to learn how to gamble, it's basically in your dashboard. You can click on the YouTube links. It'll tell you to do it. I'm not going to explain it on the radio. But basically, we award the top gambler of the season, everybody, an extra $10,000 if Holmes Rule can live up to his name. And it's been yet to happen. We have yet to have a million-dollar man live up to his paycheck in the four seasons.
Like the Madden curse.
It's never happened. And now we all know Holmes Rule led the league in everything last season. Can he do it this season?
In everything.
Now that he's pretty much everything. You mean top, he had the most goals, most assists.
No, he did not have the most assists. You're crazy. That man had 19 assists.
Most points, my bad. But everything but the most assists. He won four trophies, okay? How many did you win?
The only thing that matters, the Stanley Cup one.
By default.
No, by fucking, we won one game, so technically we would have won the series just from that one game, we're fucking that good.
Mind you, keep in mind that Taco Sando also actually was on IR for most of the season for that team. But all of a sudden, when they're in the playoffs, he seems to make a reappearance. So,
yeah, because Murderface, a.k.a. Terry, stepped down and went away from the league. So when I reappeared, looking out for my own ass,
Way to go! That's how things do go around here in the XOHL. People, XOHL, where players look after their own ass. Really, let's be honest.
I'm right.
So there you have it, Million Dollar Man. Holmes Rule, we'll be keeping an eye on him every week. After this week, we'll be seeing where he's at, if he's leading the pack. All I'm asking, Holmes Rule, is for you to lead the scoring. That's all you got to do. You got to lead the scoring title, and if you can pull that off for the rest of the season, you'll be the first ever Million Dollar Man winner, and we have yet to have one yet. So, Holmes Rule, Million Dollar Man.
Everybody's gonna pay. There's a million dollar man. Always it's his way.
That's right, Million Dollar Man. Now, I'm getting a lot of people suggesting that I should call Castor on the air. If anybody knows his phone number, feel free to message me on Facebook or send me a PM, and I'll give him a call. I'll give him a call and wake his ass up, and we can hear what old Castor sounds like when he sounds like he's got a dick in his mouth.
Hold on. Just a comment on Bassani's chat box comment. He didn't play with AT at all last year. He did it without Tanaka last year.
That is true.
That
very,
is
very
completely
true.
False.
Yeah, he Bassani probably wouldn't know that because he spent most of his time on the undressed bench last season. But Tanaka was not in the league this season, last season, and he basically did it without him. So it might be a little competition between the two, you know? I know they like playing together and whatnot, but it's always nice to play against your buddies and have a little rivalry going on there. So we said we were going to talk about it. Let's talk a little bit about before we go, we got a bit of a contest this week. We're going to open up the phone lines later on in the show, and we're going to play some little bit of trivia here. If you can get the trivia question right, I'll throw $1,000 in your gambling bank for you. We're going to play Can You Guess That Goal Horn? That's what we're going to play.
Please play the Ducks. I'll guess it instantly.
So basically, I'm going to play a goal horn. You're going to tell me whose it is, and we'll play. Actually, what I'll do is I'll play the first three, and you can pick one out of the three. How's that? You like that?
We can just let the people call in. I don't have to guess.
Yeah, you can guess if you want. But here's the first three goal horns for tonight. Goal horn number one. Shut up. Don't be giving out. Goal horn number two. Goal horn number two. There's the three goal horns tonight. You can call and get the answer to that if you want to. There's three of them to pick from. If you get one of the three, tell me what you're going to take a guess at. And there's three to pick from. So
Number one is off. That was a given away.
Yeah. I had to throw an easy one in there. So
yeah.
After we get the three guests, we'll move on. If people get the three this week, next week we'll do an additional 3 weeks. And you guys can determine that. And I want to say those goal horns are brought to you courtesy of the Television Sports Network here in Canada. Their top 10 goal horns of 2014, I think it was, of last season. So, that's courtesy of them. Now, don't be going checking it out and look and see if you can find that episode, because it took me a hard time to find it, so it's not going to be easy. So, if you got the answer, 1, 2, 3, bang, give us a call, and you'll get yourself an easy $1,000 cash. Take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about free agency and trades that have happened over the week. And hopefully Cast will be on. We'll do a little quick analysis of the games upcoming tonight and, who looked to be the favorites and who looked not to be the favorites. So we're going to bust it back old school again, and we'll be right back. Maybe busting it back a little bit of old school style Super NES NHL 94. That was the in between period. I felt like being nostalgic to me. We do have someone on the air. I'm not sure if it's Caster or not. It might be somebody for the contest. You're on the air. Who's this?
This is Bassani.
Bassani! We have our first caller for the show. And just give me a second here. Do you want me to play them again, or do you? Which one do you want to take a stab at?
All three of them.
You can only take one.
All right, I'll take number two. That's Boston.
Number two is Boston. Congratulations. That is the Boston Bruins. Pretty much the AAA gave it away, I would assume. But if you're a Boston
Bruins fan,
you would recognize that. However, if you're a Boston fan, you might not recognize that, because I don't think that horn goes off very often, does it?
That's a low blow.
I didn't include the Toronto Maple Leafs one in there, because we definitely know that one doesn't go off very often.
That one never goes off.
So congratulations to you, Bassani. Hopefully you'll spend more time off the undressed bench this season and get a little bit more hockey in, and be pick number two as the Boston Bruins. So $1,000 in your bank by the end of tonight, buddy.
All righty.
All right.
Can you just give me my $1,000 now?
No, you can't guess. You're on the show. You're disclaimer from the contest. You can't do that. It's not cool.
Oh my God! Let me call in for number one. That's like a free $1,000.
Listen, just give it as is. And let's talk about free agents. Big news this week. We held our free agency last week. We got some controversy that actually arose from that. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. In my special segment I like to call My House Get the Fuck Out. And we got Toph on the line here. We're going to talk about the free agency. Friday was a big... Actually, to be honest with you, I think Friday was the biggest free agency day we've had yet this season. You may correct me there. We had 22 guys up on the board, I think was the last time I looked. And,
maybe even ever.
What's that?
Maybe even ever.
Yeah, I mean, we had big names up on the board. Under the wire, got in some of the big names to talk about was D-Rad, 021191. I call him Drado, 21191. He actually got under the board. Castor and Pollock snuck on there on the Friday night, and I beat up, or the night, couple nights previous, the last night of free agency, and I beat up Cakes. Beat up Cakes. Big name. Now, is he as good as they all said he's supposed to be?
Cakes is good. I think he's pretty damn good. I don't know how he's going to be a
best player ever. Like, is he?
Oh, best player ever? Well, we all know that that's not true.
Well, that's what they were toting him at. Grant and his buddies were saying, oh, Cakes. As soon as he was picked up by Toronto, it was like, oh, Toronto won the cup. Really, is he that big of a player? He's playing goalie.
Oh, well, no, definitely not.
So I guess he's one of these guys, if he puts his mind to it, he can be a good player. So he went for a cool $5.5 million. Nice pickup by Toronto Maple Leafs. I know Nashville was bidding really hard to pick him up, and unfortunately they weren't able to pick him up, and he was awarded to Toronto Maple Leafs, so that'll be a big grab for them. Cakes is one of these guys who can play utility. He can play pretty much any position above average, and I think he's probably as strong as his probably defense, but he's one of these utility guys that he can pretty much play anywhere. And he's at least above average to great in each position. So, big pickup for them. If he doesn't play goalie, you can see him play forward. I know he said to me in the chat box the night of, he says he really wanted to play in a league where he doesn't have to play forward. So, you may see him stick back at goalie and defense. Do you think that's going to be a big addition to this team?
Not in goalie.
Not if you don't think so on goalie?
No. Might be another little bash on Kerdog. Cakes might be just a tiny bit better than Kerdog.
Really? So
yeah.
Take that as you see it. Really, I guess? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so man of many words. Moving on down the line, some other names in here that we're talking about and throwing around, Victimize. Top player, I believe, in the UOHL. He came over from their crash, and Victimize was picked up by the Winnipeg Jets. Nobody bid on him. He went for a smooth $250,000. And maybe it was just a case nobody knew who he was? Because I've heard he's pretty good.
It's just another case of Taco Sunday. You know, you're fucking bad, and then you get picked up for $250,000 because nobody else wants you. That's just how it goes.
You think it's an issue of him being a douche kind of thing? Or?
No, he probably just isn't really known. That's really what it is. I got bid $250,000 because I am a douche.
I'm really surprised that the Montreal Canadiens didn't try to pick him up because they knew who he was, and I know I've heard Seabass talk about him on several occasions saying he's a pretty solid player, but no pickups there from Victimize. Nice steal by the Winnipeg Jets. We'll see how he makes it out today. Passengers, another name that's been thrown around out there. He got picked up for an easy $250,000 by the Boston Bruins. Didn't Lucic know something that no one else did? And looky, Fountain, 81. Going to goaltending for the Nashville Predators. I don't know what to say about that, really.
No comment. I don't know what to say about that.
I have lots of comments. I look at Nashville, and I'm thinking, Nashville, like, at first I thought Dallas was having trouble doing what they need to do, but now I'm really struggling to see what Nashville's trying to do. We knew that they were struggling for goaltender. They had Marzasaurus there, but picking up Fountain as a goaltender? I don't know.
Maybe they're going to play Animal up in front of them. I mean, you saw when I played goalie.
That's
last
one defense, man. Mupp is that good. He can't play all games a week, though. They got to play 8 games a week. He can only play 5 of them. So what are you saying? They're going to go 5-3 every week?
That could happen.
They do have the offensive power, no doubt about it. A1 freaking Honesroll. They made some big trades this week. We'll talk about it a little bit down the line. But Nashville, I'm struggling really to see what's going on here and what they're trying to do. You know, they're still sitting with a lot of money. I thought they would have thrown everything they had to grab I Beat Up Cakes because he is goalie and he's definitely better than a Fountain. But it's hard to say. Time will only tell. I don't know. I really don't know what to say about these guys. I'm shocked that they didn't actually try to pull off and grab I Beat Up Cakes. A couple other big names up there that I just heard people talking about. Another one, a Lethal Sniper, went for a cool $3 million. Dallas Stars picked him up, and obviously Snoopy's got the lowdown on him. A lot of those guys that are coming from the OHL are heading over to the Dallas Stars, and I know Snoopy's quite involved over there. So, is it fair to say that perhaps that this Dallas Stars team is not actually being run by Rainbow Treasure? That perhaps Snoopy's actually the puppet master?
I'm gonna say a little inside information about Snoopy's team that he picked up, if he is indeed running the show over there behind the scenes. He hasn't had a team yet to make the playoffs, so I'm not sure if you want to follow him.
Yeah, he's kind of up there with what's that guy's name? Nightblade and
Val Knight.
Nightblade and Val Knight. Kind of one of those guys, like he will run 6-7 teams, but really are not successful running teams. So if you're listening, Rainbow Treasure, whether you're friends with him or not, you might want to take what he says with a grain of salt. But I'm looking at a lot of UHL players over on that team right now. Dallas Stars, I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, there's a lot of guys. Preds Hockey, that was a nice pickup, $500K, way to pick up him. Nobody, I'm surprised that they got him for $500K. But nice pickup there for, of course, the Dallas Stars. Also looking at the free agents. Who do we have here? Who else I'm looking at here? A lot of guys went for $250K, but the big story in the news the day was Cakes going for $5.5 million. Penrose 27, you know this guy?
Who?
Penrose 27.
I have no idea who that is.
He went for $3 million. It's another UOHL guy. It's hard to tell. Bursting Fungus. I guess he's a pretty solid player. The Bruins picked him up for $250K. And, a lot of guys getting away with a lot of decent guys for a fair price. And Devin Dirad, you know, he's definitely probably worth $3 million. Unfortunately, he'll be riding the pine for this week until they can find roster space for him. So just for you folks that don't know, what Friday was is basically free agent day. Was for them to fill their undressed bench, and a lot of those guys that were picked up in there definitely will be riding the pine unless the team has the available roster space to bring them up throughout the week, which they can do, but they can't undress somebody to bring them up until the end of the week because you have to make sure guys are active. So it'll be interesting at the end of this week to see what happens there. I know that the Toronto Maple Leafs did have the roster space going in. I think they had 12 guys in the active roster going into free agency. They were smart. They were able to put the right guys down on the undress bench, and they were ready. As soon as Cakes was put on that undress bench, they had the space to bring him up, and they brought him up, which was a very smart play on their part. And that's why I thought Nashville was really going to take a stab at it and try to go for him, because if they did, they would have had the space to bring him up automatically, and they had the money to do so. But fail on their part, I guess, or I'm not sure what happened there. So no Kasper and Pollock yet. He's probably thinking it's at 9 p.m. Eastern, so we may see him in the next 30 minutes. But we will play the Survivor game. Well, he's not here. You'll get an advantage. Survivor game. This is where I pit off my two co-hosts against each other every week in friendly competitions to see who is the better of the two. And I think right now it stands. Are you guys tied or are you up one?
It's a tie. It's a tie right now.
You won the first show with knowing your sexual. You were a sexual genius.
Sexual pain.
The winning question of that was, if you folks don't remember, a little recap, he was able to determine out of a multiple choice that too much masturbation can actually cause damage to you. And he was able to get that question correct. And I think last week you guys did your mock draft, and I think Caster pretty much wiped the floor with you on the mock draft last week. So this,
yeah, he got like 3 or 4 on me.
You're going to have the Avenger because he's not online right now, and he's probably here for the next 30 minutes or so. Hopefully he'll make it on time because we're not on long tonight because I got to go play another league at 9:30. So I won't mention the league, but I got to go play that. But tonight's competition is basically who could not say a certain phrase. It's like a magic phrase of the day. Now, you have to go through this show entirely and through the night on the chat box or making any kind of rude or racial comment that may offend somebody. You have to go through this whole show of being offensive.
I'm giving this win to Caster.
No. Hold on. I haven't heard his part here yet. So every time I decide that you are being mean and disruptive, you'll get this. Okay? So you'll know that.
Okay.
Now,
what
I think Caster's got it harder. Now, he's not here. This is why you get the advantage. I think Caster gets it harder because whoever has the most buzzes at the end of the show will be the loser, of course. I think Caster has it harder because Caster has to go through the entire show without saying, you know what I mean. Or he'll get that. And if anybody knows Caster, you ever have a conversation with Caster, he almost always says, you know what I mean? He's like Ernest and Vern, you know? You just wait, you'll hear. So he doesn't know this now. So now that when he comes on and he starts saying that, I could just automatically buzz him, right?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get a lot of buzzes when we start talking about it.
Well, you've got the advantage here because he doesn't really know what the competition is, so unless he's listening in. So you've got a bit of a competition. So let's move on to this. I don't know if you're familiar with this segment of the show. We're going to talk about the chat box freak of the week. Who freaked out? Who gets the freak out of the week award? It's almost like people try to get the other people freaked out.
Box Brooks?
Hold on. You get to say your awards and I get to say who I think. That's right. Freak out of the week. Who in the chat box this week freaked out? Like, just completely lost it. I look back at the archives. There's a few candidates I have, but I'll let Taco go first. He spends a lot of time in the chat box. Who do you think Taco had the freak out of the week?
Foxbrook wins it every day because everybody picks on Fox and trolls her a little bit, asks her a bunch of stupid things that we already know, and she gets mad and hits the caps lock. I think Foxbrook.
I can't believe people are still asking for the link to the radio show. It's in big red letters down below. Want to listen to the radio show? Click here. And then over under the right is this radio show tonight, live now. I really don't understand how people can figure that out. Anyway, Foxbrook, yes, but did she use caps enough? That's the question.
I don't think she needs to use caps enough. I mean, you definitely know she's trying to get a point across when she's mad, even if she's not using the caps.
So if you were to give her the Freak Out of the Week award, and, you know, what kind of triggers for Freak Outs? I know one trigger would probably be when's the draft. That's a comment that, you know, she really, you know, doesn't really like, when's the draft, when's the draft. What else?
You know, a trigger, anything about rules. Rules, period. Anything about rules, she'll get pissed off.
Well, it's understandable because the rule book is there. And why should I have to...
Exactly.
And it's there. And, yeah. So, guess what? Just look it up.
You might get a nomination on Chatbox Freak Out of the Week, too.
Who?
You.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Do you not look at the archives when you type? You just pass over Lakara?
Hey, it's my chat box. I say what I want when I want. You see the signature? Live it. So, level one owners are saying we have a rule book. You voted on it, you dummy. Okay, so, I would have to say Freak Out of the Week. I agree with you, Foxbrook, but I look back in the archive and I really couldn't see a definite person who actually had a big freak out. I know there was a big tussle. I'd have to put Stoutman in there as my pick, and I'll tell you why. Stoutman actually officially sent us a request to remove his chat box. Officially. So, there was some issue. I don't know what happened. There was some issues.
I can already tell you what happened.
We know there was some issues in New Jersey last week. We almost lost New Jersey Devils. He almost stepped down. We were able to work that out. And it came down to the point where basically Stoutman had to say, take my chat box away. I can't do it. So I don't know if it's a preemptive freak out of the week, but Stoutman, you win freak out of the week. Even though you didn't freak out, you freaked out because, I don't know, he's all stressed out over there. You're on the team. Why is he so stressed out?
Because we keep chirping him because he's an idiot.
Were you chirping in the chat box or in party?
In the chat box and in the party.
Poor Stoutman. Poor Stoutman. I told you, if you change your name to Cupcakes McSprinkles, people wouldn't give you a hard time. Go on a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about trades. Hey, man. Are you in need of place for your package, man? Come on down, man, to Banana Hammock Republic. We've got all the sizes you need. Big, little, small, medium, Iceman size. Come down, man. It's a place for your package. We also sell the world famous Big Cock jeans. Those jeans, man, that make your cock look bigger. That's Banana Hammock Emporium. Come on down. We got everything you need.
Oh my god, it feels so good. Oh yeah. Oh, slow down. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Oh my god. Oh yeah, play with my balls. Play with my balls. Oh, that feels so good. Yeah, just roll them around in a circle. Oh my god. I love it when you. Uh-oh, slow down. Don't move. I'll go get you a towel.
Welcome back, and we're going to talk about trades. So big trades that happened this week. Big trades. And we'll talk about that right now. We'll bring up my trade stuff here. If you want to know where all the trades is, you can go to your dashboard, League Activity. You can actually sort by trades. I think trades approved.
Process.
The process, yes, that's what we want, trades process. And it'll actually do that for you. So lots of trades technically in the offseason. So the big trade of the day was Castor and Pollock going to New Jersey Devils for AT43 and Devil Boy. And right off the bat, Winnipeg 3-AT on the undressed bench. What are your thoughts on that, buddy?
Hey, I'll tell you what. Here's another Eichel chirp or Stoutman chirp. Cupcakes with sprinkles. His dumb ass made a fucking trade without even contacting the owner who even fucking runs the team. He said, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Bloop, accept trade.
So you're saying this could have been the cause of the discontent between the owner and GM, this trade?
This was the cause of the discontent in the whole team going, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was a big, big trade there. And for Devil Boy, well, you got Caster. He's happy. Caster, he's his boy, but
okay,
definitely.
No, Caster's happy. Caster's happy. But trading AT, the person you spent all that money on in free agency to get to play with Holmes Rule, and then you trade another player for Caster who's playing forward. Who's playing forward, not defense, not goalie, forward. That's ridiculous.
Being mean. Being mean.
I'm surprised you even buzzed me like three times.
There's one for now. That's mean. You call. I'll give you two more buzzes. And that's just because you called Stoutman an idiot twice, okay? You can't do that. That's mean. Stoutman.
I'm a big meanie.
You are a big meanie. So you got Cashman Pollock, 1843 going over there. Then another not so much interesting, Andrews X24 for fill-ins for Bieska. I know Bieska is a good D-man. Two guys for one. I don't really know if that makes any sense to me. Anything to say about that one? It's really not a really exciting trade.
That one's nothing special. It's basically one for one. Fill-ins,
yeah.
I guess, is another cap space issue. I know Andrews has a bad attitude. That's the only reason I could think that Dallas or Nashville traded, or not Nashville, Dallas got rid of him.
Exactly. And then you've got Andrews next. You've got A1 Freak. Well, this is a pretty big trade. Trade for inactive, from my opinion, is what this is. Toronto traded A1 Freak for Stamkos. And really, I think Freak's probably a better player than Stamkos, but they're both not active. I would be even surprised if let's just click on A1 Freak, see if he actually posts his availability this week. Because I don't think the guy knows how to use a computer, to be honest with you. I ever see him on Facebook, and he's always playing Farmville, but maybe that's his wife. I don't know. But
what is the buzzer for you? You need a buzzer, too.
No, this isn't my competition. This is your competition. But it's true. I'm only telling the truth, right? It's only true.
Well, okay, so you can't buzz me for the truth either, goddammit.
Well, no, but you're being mean about it. You could say Stoutman is not intellectually bright as other people. You can't say he's a fucking dumbass.
Well, some people on the radio don't understand that.
Oh, now you're making fun of our listeners. There's another buzz. You're making fun of our listeners now. That's the way to go. Okay, so... Moving down the line, talking about trades. This is what we're talking about now. Stay on focus. You got ADD, bud?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. well, 5 seconds from now, I'll be like, I got to take a shit. See you later. yeah, we're talking about trades processed here. Non-existent for non-existent. Those guys are spotty attendance. I mean, you're training one guy, didn't show up for another guy. I wouldn't be surprised if quite possibly one of these guys gets released at the end of next week. Nashville, again making trades, trading Maverick 19, Bolts X91 for Holmes Rule. Another big trade. So what's going on there?
I don't know. I don't even want to. It's like New Jersey's just going down the drain right now.
Who made that trade?
I couldn't tell you. I have no idea. They might have done it together. It could have been Stout. It could have been Jersey. I don't know. I don't know about that trade, but why? Why are we trading the people that you go out in free agency to get? It makes no sense. I mean, they said, okay, we're going to go out in free agency and grab people. Well, we wouldn't need to go out in free agency if you guys didn't trade these people. What the hell is going on?
Okay, I didn't have to use the buzzer on that one. Good, you were very clean on that one. Well done, sir. Then, not only that, New Jersey trades Maverick again. For King Strom for Slugger and King Direwolf. What's going on there?
That one makes a little bit of sense. Because Jers wasn't sure if he could play, you know, every single game this season in goalie, so they needed and went out and got a backup goalie or a starting goalie.
Casper,
Direwolf.
Casper's gonna
Johnson's not playing goalie. He said he's playing forward.
Oh, my goodness.
He said he is playing forward. So we traded AT for Caster playing forward.
Oh, my goodness. So, big pickup there. I know Caster likes Slugger. He may have something involved in that trade and didn't get the move. And King Direwolf, fellow New Brunswicker, hey. He is actually a pretty solid goalie from what I hear. Not too bad. But poor Maverick. Maverick is already getting the league. He's, in preseason, he's getting traded like three times already in preseason. Maverick, you're going to be on every team by the time. You're like the league bicycle, man. Everybody's going to get a ride on you, buddy. Everybody's going to get a ride on you. So Maverick moving around. Then last but not least, Winnipeg. I know they've been busy making trade offers. Dose was another big name that came out, big player, and actually they undressed him right off the bat, and they made a trade for Swift King. I don't think that's a great trade.
Why?
I know Swift King's a fairly good player, but I don't know enough to Dose to see how good he is. But people tell me he's pretty good.
Dose is a good player. Why they made that trade, I don't know. Maybe they know something outside of me, but I don't think so.
Hard to say, but there you have it. A lot of trading going on so far. I don't understand how people trade so much. And a lot of these trades were done before even preseason games were played. So what's going on in the heads of people when you you basically drafted your team, you a free agent picked your team, but then all of a sudden, before you even play the guys together, you make the trade? That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, maybe these guys that are getting traded or people on their team's list, like, so they're trading for people that they actually wanted in bidding or the draft and they didn't get, but it still doesn't make sense. Like, I mean, the only one that I honestly think could make sense in this so far, I mean, I guess it's been the Dallas and Nashville for Andrews and Bieska, and then Boston and New Jersey when basically they traded Maverick for Direwolf. So, I mean, that one made sense. Those two trades made sense, and that was it. The rest of them are like, what are you guys doing? What are you thinking? It makes no sense.
Well, it's like I said, and is this how the season's going to be? We're going to see a lot of trades moving around like this, people going back. How many times are we going to see Maverick move around? That's a question, really. That's something we should be watching all season. Here's another thing that we're going to watch here on the Blue Line. And I want to bring this up because we Taco Sunday was kind of giving me shit about this in the chat box. About because I was putting the questions to I Beat Up Cakes, you know, is he actually going to be around? Is he actually going to be active? And yada yada yada. Just doing a pre-free agent interview, courtesy of the Blue Line, to give all those owners an informed choice when putting bids out on. And he claims that he's going to play as many games as he can. I was trying to get him to admit that he'll only play so many games for certain teams and so many for another. But I believe him when he says, you know, I have to believe him when he says that. He'll play the same amount of teams for any game, but Taco, you did bring up a good point. You brought up a good point about Brodeur and Reznov, and that was brought up in the chat box about them two switching their positions at the last minute, so nobody would bid on them. So you know what? On the Blue Line, I'm going to make it my mission this season to keep an eye on these little fuckers to see how many games they play each week. That'll be interesting to see. Actually. We'll see how many games are scheduled for this week. We'll tell you that when we talk about the matchups this week. That'll give us a good indication. But Brodeur, and as you guys don't know, earlier on the season, before the free agency went in, Brodeur signed back up, was overturned his appeal. He was allowed back in the league, and for some reason, I think he signed up as a forward. Did he not sign up as a forward originally? And Reznov actually signed up as a forward, and Reznov said, I can only play two games a week. And then all of a sudden, as soon as they were picked up on the Chicago Blackhawks, the positions changed. So now it'll be interesting to see how many games a week these guys actually play. And we'll be interested to see how we'll wonder if there's some Rap God 8 collusion going on there. And we'll keep an eye on those guys throughout the season to see where their games are.
I can't remember who said it in the chat box, but it was also a pretty good idea maybe to implement for next season. Not a position lock, but to say in sort of a way, it's like an adjusted lock, where you sign up for whatever position, you have to play the majority games, and then you could play, I don't know, like one game a week outside of your position you signed up for. Maybe that'd be something to look at.
Well, that's kind of an unwritten rule that we have here. If you sign up for a certain position, you know, I mean, your owner's at least supposed to try to get you in at least two minimum games a week of that. Because this kind of sucks for people. Let's say Caster's example. He's always known for defense or goalie, but he wants to play forward. So they pick him up as a forward, and as soon as he gets on the team, he says, well, we're kind of need you to play defense and goalie. And Caster, I mean, within his right, has the right to say, no, I want at least two games at forward, and I'll think about playing games at defense and goalie for you, but because that's what I signed up for. So it works both ways, right? So it's not fair for a guy who shows up. And, you know, for Jim from Files is another one. You know, guys that are known to be solid defensemen and, you know, get tired of playing defensemen. And, you know, their owners try to make them play defense or goaltender when they want to try forward for a season. With that being said, let's talk about this week's matchups. Hopefully we'll hear from Caster here shortly in the next 10 minutes. We've got about 20 minutes left in the show. And that's right. We're going to talk about this week's matchups, giving it a little, and me and Talk, we're going to make some predictions of what we think. Put the gambling in, boys. Gambling time. Pick who you're going to win, who the odds are. Really, there's no odds out there right now because we don't really have anybody's records out there right now. But I'm excited. Tonight's the night. Dallas and Nashville. What do you think? Winner there?
Dallas and Nashville. I got to look at the lineup. Give me,
I'll tell you right now, we got A1 Freak. We're interested if he shows up tonight. The Legacy Villains, Omni, goaltender is Marzosaurus, and Getting Filthy will face off against Sky QC, Twisted Dreams, STY27, Penrose, Viesca, and Snoopy and Net. So it looks like the UOHL versus the LG.
I'm going to go ahead and put all my money down on Nashville winning this game. Especially with Mutt playing defense. He's going to lock them down. And then you got a nasty forward line with Filthy and Legacy.
Interesting. That game was scheduled to start at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Nashville Predators versus the Dallas Stars. And I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say Nashville here, too. It all depends if Freak shows up. If Freak doesn't show up, That'll be the turn. If Freak shows up, I'm going to put my money on Nashville.
Freak doesn't like playing with Getting Filthy, so it'd probably be better if Freak didn't show up.
There you go. Well, Freak doesn't like playing with anybody. If you're bad.
You're exactly right. No, it's not even if you're bad. He doesn't like playing with anybody because we didn't pass to him at all because he kept fucking just filling up the lane like a plug. So Drew, Getting Filthy, and I just didn't pass to him and got upset about it. Cried and complained, so that's good.
Interesting fact, I got Dinkus Maximus on my team. He claims to be the biggest hitter, and it was in the UHL and IOHL. I know Freak has always taken that title with Snoopy close behind. Going to be interesting to see Dinkus. I actually threw out Freak's name there, and for the games that he does show up, he rocks the hit, so we'll keep an eye on that as the weeks go by. You know, Dinkus versus Freak. See who can put out the most hits. I'm putting a challenge out to you, Dinkus. There you go. Toronto versus Boston. Here we go. We got Hope's downfall under new management. OPTGPT Pete Connor. He's heading up that team now. TP Blue stayed on as GM. Looks like we've got downfall. TP young prodigy. PK back at D. The captain and no name stepping behind them between the pipes, facing off against Holmes A. DeChronic, Williams, Luch, and Skull Degree, and O. Smitty. Looks like, from my gathering, I'd say stronger goaltending for the Boston Bruins here. Hope's downfall at right wing. We know we've talked how questionable that he's a better defenseman. Poison killer at D. Whatever. I think this looks like a pretty even matchup, in my opinion. Maybe the stronger part going to the Boston Bruins.
I think Boston's going to smoke them.
You think Boston's going to smoke them? There you go.
Yeah, I think Boston's going to smoke them.
And you just can't say that and not have a reason.
No, look at the lineups. Steve is a lot better. Steve is Hope's downfall, a lot better at freaking defense than he is forward. I don't think TP Blue is really going to be a top player in this league, or at least top 10 in points. And then you look at the other forward line. It's Williams, Dukronik. I can't see Toronto coming out winning this one.
Here you go, Boston Bruins. They're going to take their home tonight, their home opener. Will they take that home tonight? And next game down, we got the Chicago Blackhawks and the Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg's putting out Lido, Resnick, Bowie, Horse Hockey, Quiet Riot 96, and Disco in net, facing off against Bob Maddock, Bobby Orr, X4, Doust, Krispy Kreme, and Hoekstra. Wow, no Kessel in the opening night, and no Foxbrook in the opening night. That's surprising. Stronger goalie, Rebel, in my opinion. I know we played Rebel in preseason last week. The man made 36 saves in a preseason game. That guy's hot in net. Too bad he scored 8 goals against him, or 7 goals against him, but he still managed to save 30-plus shots. I think I'm gonna have to take Winnipeg on this one.
I disagree. I'm gonna have to take Chicago. They got Doust and Mr. Bobby Orr himself, or if his gamer tag got changed, Simon, whatever it is.
Yeah. Simon.
Yeah. I have to take Chicago.
Yeah, I have to hand him that. Is a pretty clever. We do have some breaking news. We do have some breaking news coming in over the wire here. Let's see if we can get that in here. That's right, breaking news. Catherine Pollock is now awake. He's Facebook chatting me right now. He's all discombobulated. He's all confused. He says the show's over in 5 minutes, yada, yada, yada. We've actually still got 30 minutes left. Caster, get your ass on the air. So hopefully we'll hear from him soon. And right now you're winning a contest you haven't even been here and being a part of. So you're winning tonight's contest. We'll see if actually I might give him a couple buzzes for being late. But Winnipeg for that one, I say, and I think you agree with me on that one. Montreal, New Jersey, me. I'm playing against Seabass, Dinkus, Habanero, and Lacara with Curdog and Net going off against your boys, DP, Lethal Sniper, Bolts, Rabid Wolverine, Frazier, and King Direwolf. So no Stout Man and no Jersey Devil and Net. Of course I'm going to have to give it to us.
You're crazy.
What are you talking about?
You're crazy. I hope you guys can put up more than 6 goals.
What do you mean?
Look at your goalie.
Hey, man, look at the defense, though. Solid defense.
Okay, look at our defense.
I'm looking at your defense, and I'm not seeing anything special there.
You better put on your brick wall pants today, because you're about to get smoked.
That's all I got. You son of a bitch. Montreal Canadiens, we both agree, are going to take the game tonight, in the first game tonight. Again, we've got Montreal facing off against Dallas in our second game, and it's our home opener. We're putting out Seabass, Dinkus, same lineup from the first one, except we got, if you don't know, Death Studio is now Le Saint QC. I don't know why he changed it, but that's his new name. And we're facing off against a little bit of a different lineup here over in, looks like it's Team UHL. Snoopy's a net there. Again, I'm going to give it to the Montreal Canadiens.
Are we talking about your second game?
Yeah.
Okay, you're kind of skipping all over the place on me.
No, I'm not really. No, I'm not, actually. I'm going right down the line of the schedule.
Oh, okay, I said my schedule is different then. You know what? That's going to be a good game. I'm going to have to give it to you guys. I'm going to say you guys are going 1-1 tonight.
We're going 2-0 tonight. I don't think so.
You're not winning with Curdog and Net. I don't think you guys will win one game with Curdog and
Net.
Did
you hear
that,
Curdog? He says we're never going to win one game with you and Net. We'll see about that. Boston, Nashville are going to face off tonight. Looks like Filthy Freak, Legacy, same lineup they put out in the first game. They're going against Passenger, Slugger, Geezer, Reaper, and Degree with King Direwolf and Net. And what do we think there? What's your choice there?
That's going to be an extremely good game. That's going to be extremely
good.
Hold on.
I got him on the air. I got him on the air. Hold on. Let's see here. Caster, is that you?
Hey, what is up?
Guess what? You, sir, are late.
You know what? I just ran downstairs, got the phone. Okay, my ding-dong is flapping out of my boxers, and I am here.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
You on the radio show naked right now with no pants on?
Well, I put on boxers so I can go downstairs so I don't make a scene, but I am here.
Would you make a scene in front of all your cats?
Hey, man. They still everything that flops around, they still fucking
I suppose you don't
want
to be waving your dick around all that pussy.
Yeah, exactly, man. Fucking.
You know
we're just running down the games of the week. We're talking about the Boston and Nashville. What's your input on tonight's game? Looks like they've got Boston's got Slugger, Pastor, Geezer, Reaper, and Skull Degree with Direwolf in the pipes going off against Freak, Filthy, Legacy, Fillins, and Marchasaurus in the net. What's your thoughts? What's your prediction on that game?
Well, I hope Direwolf's not playing in that game. He is now in New Jersey. But
oh, yeah, that's right.
And so is Slugger.
So, and that's right.
It's going to first come down to is Nashville actually going to bring that line to the game? Because Nashville seems to be struggling lately with getting shit together.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier on in the show, and, you know, they're not... wait a second. Did you just hear what he said?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
There's three for you and four for you, so... What?
What'd you say?
You want to know what? You should probably tell him what the competition.
Nah,
is.
Nah, don't tell him. Don't tell him.
Give him one more try. If he does it again, then we'll let him know what's going on. Yeah, that's only fair, right?
Yeah, that's,
anyway,
that's true.
Anyway, moving on. this week's Survivor
doing,
competition. We're not going to tell you what it is because you were late and you got to figure it out what it is.
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Moving on down the line, we got the New Jersey Devils, Winnipeg Jets. Caster, you in this game? How come there's no Caster? What's going on? You're not playing tonight?
They sat me for the first night, I guess. I guess they want to go 2-0, I guess.
You've got Cupcakes McSprinkles. He's heading out Red Wing. Fox between the center. With no surprise there. We figured they play them two together. Bolts, 91. Rival Wolverine, Frazier, Hyman, two top D-men. Jersey Devil makes his appearance on the road tonight. And they will face off against Victimized, Bleed Blue for Life, Devil Boy Iceman, and Quiet Riot. I'm interested to see how this Victimized guys does, and they'll be throwing SWAT goalie between the pipes. I really don't have an idea on this one. If I was to go from people that I know, I would probably go with the New Jersey Devils on this one.
Easy win for New Jersey. Iceman's on the ice playing defense.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah, well, looking at the lines, you think you'd go New Jersey, but you also got to keep in mind that forward line, you know, Bolt's in there now. I doubt they've played an ounce of hockey with him. So who knows how that line's going to go. Bolt can take over a game at most points, but it'll be interesting. Stout's been shooting a lot of pucks. So I know in preseason, he wasn't necessarily finding open guys. He was shooting a lot of stuff, so... It depends. On paper, New Jersey should have it because that fucking Winnipeg Jets line looks like they just fucking pick Scrabble tiles out of a bag to put that line together. But
well, let's put it this way: Iceman can't even have a conversation with his D partner because you can't understand what he's saying.
Exactly.
Yeah. Quite right. Doesn't talk very much, anyways. But yeah, with that defense though for New Jersey, I see New Jersey shutting it down with Rabbit and Frazier back there.
All right, moving on to our last game of the night, Toronto Maple Leafs, Chicago Blackhawks. Old rivals meeting again, Kessel versus Iceman. Looks like we've got Henderson on the lineup there. No Kessel in tonight's opener. Reznov playing his first game of the week. Let's see if he plays any more than that. Bobby Orr, Doust, and O'Black will make his. That's Rebel on top of there. And Beat Up Cakes, he's going to make his debut tonight, game two. A Sunday night game. Somebody from LG playing a Sunday night game. Wow. We'll see if they actually show up for that one. El Smitty, Dr. D, Scary Joey, and OTP, DHG Connor. I think that looks like their big lineup tonight. They're facing off not against Chicago's big lineup, but they got a couple of big names there. You know what? I'm going to give this one to Chicago just on the fact that Toronto, I don't think, show up.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, let's put it this way. If Toronto shows up, they win.
Yeah. Yeah, if Toronto shows up, they got the lineup out there. Connor is fucking here to win the cup, and Cakes will do whatever to make Connor happy. If anyone doesn't show up for that lineup, it'll be Dr. D. That lineup will show up. Chicago's lineup, I don't know how much Henderson has played with Orr and Doust. I know Henderson plays better when he's comfortable. I know Orr and Doust play together. Reznov and Black, that's a decent D pairing as well. But if Toronto shows up, they win that game.
There you have it. There's our rundown for the games for tonight, opening night. Unfortunately, we don't want to do all the games because we'll be here all night. But when we come back, we're going to open up for tonight's discussion. Got a couple things on the board. I'm glad I got cast here finally because we've got some drama already.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to fucking kill you.
That's right, we're back again, and just having a look around the league there. Apparently Caster thinks he's onto the game. I don't know, do you know what I mean, Caster?
I am onto the goddamn game.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Unfortunately,
yes, I do.
You're doing pretty good, actually. You're still winning. You haven't said it. Yeah, you only said it twice. Since you've come on. That's twice in 15 minutes since you've been on here, so I'm quite happy. For those tuning in and don't know what's going on, just tuning in now, if you ever talked on a party with Caster for ever long amount of time, count how many times he ends his sentences with, do you know what I mean? At least 10 to 15. So his goal tonight is not to say that, and of course, Taco's goal is not to be a douchebag, but he's already, like,
Impossible.
12 times already.
Caster wins this one.
We had to give him a head start on this one because yours was pretty pretty hard not to. We had to give him a little bit of an edge on that one. So
especially
right now,
with the trade.
I think it's 6-4, if I'm not mistaken, the last count I did.
It's,
so, what?
If you're actually hitting the buzzer, it's probably like 15-4.
let's have our roundtable discussion for the next 15 minutes. We still have our contest then on the air. I'm going to go to commercial break. I'm actually going to go to commercial break playing the goal horns. Somebody's already guessed number two. We need number one and three, so call in, and then we're going to go into our heated discussion. There you have it. One and three are still yet to be guessed. Number two, of course, was the Boston Bruins. I played that in honor of Caster, but he wasn't here. But we'll get let our two co-hosts make a guess at the answer at the end of the show. But I like to go into a segment. It's called It's My House. And if you don't like it, get the fuck out.
It's my house. You know what it is? And if you don't like it, you get the fuck out. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck if I pay the motherfucking bills in this motherfucker. And hey, kiss my ass if you don't like it.
That's right, folks. It's my segment. I like to call it my house. And if you don't like it, get the fuck out. And this is a chance for us to get together and talk about people who might have some issues with the some loopholes, some rules and whatnot, and this is a chance for us to discuss it. We've got about, let's say, I'm going to give us 10 minutes to discuss this topic because I got to go play in another league. But we won't say what league that is, and league not to be named. But this week's topic, first of all, I got my own little rant to talk about, and then we're going to go into this week's topic. The first rant I want to talk about is, what is with the bromance? I look at the, let's look, and you guys may agree with me on this one, but I look at the general discussion this week, and what do I see is two guys want to marry Connor. Like, what? Why are you changing your gamer tags to that? First of all, we made fun of Rap God about changing his gamer tag to the dumbest gamer tag in history. We also made fun of Stoutman for changing his gamer tag to the dumbest gamer tag in history. But I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, Grant and Fowler, you have outdone yourself, sirs, and you have now changed your name to the dumbest gamer tag in all of history. I'm not really sure what OTBDHG means, but to copy someone else's gamer tag is probably the... Now, when I say gay, I don't mean... I'm not making a sexual orientation reference. I'm meaning stupid, retarded, dumb. Why would you do that? Do you guys agree?
That seems kind of silly, but...
It seems very silly,
I've seen. Yeah, well, you know, but I've also seen people change their gamer tags based on clans on a video game. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know.
Did
think about
he
it,
just
you
say
got,
what I
got,
think he said?
You got milk and all those... you fucking cat.
There's two. It's tied now. It's tied now. It's tied now. Anyway, I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid. I don't know how to change gamer tags to, like, what is this, some kind of three-way bromance that I'm not aware of? Is there something you guys want in all your own personal forum so you can make out in? Let me know. Send me a PM. Foxbrook and I can hook you up with some kind of private chat area like maybe you have romance love in. Moving on. Caster, you're on the air. You're on the air. You are the BOG. And I got an interesting message from a gentleman by the name of Dinkus Maximus, and he pointed out a very interesting loophole in our free agency system, and I thought maybe you can clarify that for him, because frankly, I didn't really have an answer for him, being the commissioner at that time. But we all know Nashville, there were some discrepancies in Nashville this week. They were under roster requirements before going into free agency. So what Dinkus was saying was that done purposely so they could free up cap space? I think they undressed some guys prior to that so they could pick up their buddies. Obviously, it didn't work out in their favor. They didn't get beat up cakes. They didn't do as well as we thought they would, but is there a loophole there? Now, what is the ruling? So, does it mean that you have to be in minimum roster requirements at all times, prior to game times, prior to free agency? Let's use an example here. Here's the example that I kind of thought about there after I had the discussion with them via Xbox Live messages. So, let's use, for example, we got Nashville. They're going to be going into free agency tomorrow night. They have two on the undressed bench right now. So, let's say by tomorrow night they go into exactly the way they are, does that mean that whoever they can pick up one guy in free agency, or does that mean they could pick up technically two guys plus an undressed bench? What does that mean?
Well, you know, I think the whole free agency, I think that should be able to be picked up to your active roster, whether people are arguing with that or not. The whole sending down, we set a deadline for that. You're able to send down towards, well, this week it was 6 p.m. on Friday. That goes back to 11:59 Thursday.
Yes, that was a special circumstance.
Yeah, that was a special circumstance because preseason obviously went till Thursday.
Yep.
So this week, you're going to be GameStop on a Wednesday, and we told teams you did not have to be at roster requirements until Sunday at 6 p.m., so that allows you to adjust your rosters with call-ups and stuff like that on Friday with free agency and, like, random assignments and stuff like that in case you were under. Like, Nashville, for instance, they should be calling up more guys to fill up that roster. They were having issues getting a 12th. They sent down Crass, who I guess was being an idiot, which I agree with. You know what I mean? If someone's being a shithole, then you should be able to discipline them and send them down, regardless if that puts you down or whatever. But now, you know, they're having issues with other stuff and, like, roster not showing up, stuff like that. But they have their bench filled up with random assignments. I think the random assignments should automatically go to the bench. I think you should have the option when you sign someone a free agency, you should be able to call them up or keep them down. We're sending all people to pretty much to the bench and giving owners who we want to treat like adults the option to call those guys up. At any time, you can call people up, but there is a deadline for sending down. And for the most part, the owners are listening. There are a couple people, and we sent them messages and adjusted them ourselves and told them, listen, there's deadlines for things. You cannot send that guy down because you passed the deadline. So for the most part, we're treating owners like they're adults, giving them the ability to adjust their roster the way they should be. But we are monitoring that, and if they go against deadlines, we are readjusting them ourselves. So there are deadlines for things, and for the most part, they're all following them. Whether it's a loophole or not, sending someone down to free up cap, some of those guys are really good, and if that's what they're doing, then they're going to make it harder to call them back up. And come Saturday, when the first waiver thing opens up, those guys will be gone if someone has cap to do it, to claim them. So whether it's a loophole or not, you know, teams are going to capitalize one way or another. You're not going to get away with anything, you know.
Yeah, and the biggest thing is, so what you're saying is to me is, looking at it now, technically, and going into free agents on Mondays and Fridays, technically, Nashville could pick up three guys.
Mm-hmm.
And keep in mind, when you go into free agency and you pick up these guys, they're automatically undressed. Keep that in mind. They don't get dressed until the owner actually has to dress them. So what will happen is, in that case, either Nashville will have to choose to dress two guys out of the four that three are, you know, they'll have to. If they pick up three tomorrow night, those three will go to the undressed bench. That'll mean they'll have three plus two. They have to at least dress two of them because you can only have three undressed, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So technically, tomorrow night they can pick up one guy. He'll be undressed. And out of those three guys that are left on the undressed bench, they can choose. They don't have to always go with the guys that are always on the undressed bench. They can go with whoever, right?
Yeah, they can go with whoever's on that undressed bench, but they cannot send anybody down.
Say, for example, they have three on the undressed bench now. They go into free agency. Can they go into free agency tomorrow and bypass and put players directly to the active bench? Or do they have to call up guys that are currently on the undressed bench to the active roster before going to free agency?
They have to call up and free up room on their bench in order to
go into free agency?
Yes. Yeah, and those guys will be up for the whole week.
So that's really the essence of what the ruling was, is we didn't want people bypassing the undressed bench. If you're sitting in the sign-up list, you're going to take your time riding the pine as a late sign-up.
Yeah. Basically, first come, first serve is pretty much
first
how
come,
we're
first
trying
serve.
To go.
So this basically means, so for example, tomorrow night, they go into free agency. So technically, wouldn't that mean they could only pick up one tomorrow night unless they decided to dress the two that are currently there?
Yep. Yes, sir.
So they couldn't pick up three, so technically. So be going in. Now, keep in mind, teams can dress people at any time of the week. There's no time limit on that. Once you dress them, they stay up. They can't be undressed until a certain time period. You can dress them at any time. Keep in mind, you can also use them for ECUs as well. So for Nashville to go into free agency tomorrow night, if they want to pick up a player, two players on that, they're going to have to at least dress one of the two that are on the undressed bench right now in order to do that, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So, good. You know, I mean, we're what's that?
No, go ahead. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're pretty much trying to make people use the guys they get first. And everyone's sitting there saying that Nashville bypasses system, all that. Not really, because they're struggling more than anyone to get a full roster on there. And it's going to hurt them. That's what happens when you're not active in free agent bidding in the beginning, when you don't do your homework in the draft, and when you're not around for the first free agent bidding, then you're just going to get randomly assigned people and hope they show up. This is going to force management to actually do their homework, because, like I said, if you got holes, you're going to fill those holes with whatever's on your bench first. And we're all grown-ups. You know what I mean? We don't need a fucking hold your hand.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So another scenario that could happen, and I use Nashville just because they were the topic of contention. I know there was talk about them undressing people to help free up cap, because when they go on the undressed bench, it doesn't count towards their cap, so they could pick up their buddies. But if there's still spaces left in that undressed bench, they can't bypass directly to the off. If those three spaces are filled up, they can't go into free agency and bypass. They have to at least keep them available in that one space available if they're going to pick their buddies up or whatever. And don't forget
Hold
about
up.
The 48 hours.
Did Kasser say what I think he said?
I didn't hear it, but I'll do it anyway.
Nah.
So basically, here's a different scenario. Let's, for example, let's say Nashville doesn't even go to free agency tomorrow. They don't pick anybody up. They get randomly assigned another guy, do they not?
Yep, they get randomly assigned another guy.
Yep. You have to keep that undressed bench full at all times. After free agency, that's one of the biggest rules. So they're definitely in their best interest to go into free agency tomorrow and pick who they want to fill that last spot rather than us pick for them. That's usually in their advantage, right? And I have a feeling Dayman's going to be a hot topic of conversation tomorrow night during free agency, because he's sitting on the free agency, and I imagine they're going to be wanting to try to pick him up pretty quick. So they could go and pick him up, and out of those three that they have on their address bench, make one of them active and run him with a 13-man active roster, right?
Yeah. Yep. If they're smart, like I said, they've been having issues. They might want to start escalating that size of the roster, because there is no reason for forfeit this season with the amount of players you can have on the roster. I swear to God.
The other thing is, too, is it's really hard to enforce a rule where it says you have to be at minimum roster for free agency, because when it comes to player releases, Jesus Christ, we could have a team, and we've had it before, lose five or six guys in a week because there are no shows, you know. Mm-hmm. They replace them with the guys that are on the undress bench. They move up, take over those spots, but you're still going to be under roster requirements. So you really can't have a rule like that in place. You really have to be stringent in having the rule in place. They have to have at least 12 men actively on their roster prior to game night.
Yeah, and that's all a risk of trying to run a roster like a skeleton crew. They've obviously taken a lot of chances on players if they've got a lot of people not being around. That is all part of picking up all the quote-unquote hot shots. They're going to show up whenever they want to show up.
Exactly.
So at the end of the day, Grant learned his lesson this season and didn't want to deal with that. Unfortunately, Nashville has not learned their lesson, and they're getting more of them. So they're really painting themselves in a corner, and I am a former owner. I have no sympathy whatsoever, because I've done this stuff before, and I know sometimes you got to avoid some of those guys and get more dependable guys in order to fill out that roster. And that's where you have the guys like Miz the Reaper and all those guys who are decent at the sticks, but they are dependable as a motherfucker when it comes to showing up to games and being there when people don't show up. Everyone's going to sit there and talk about the AT and Caster trade and stuff like that, but what you get with me, and I'm not saying Tanaka's not dependable, but not only will I be there when I'm scheduled, but I will be there when I'm not in case someone else doesn't show up. You know, so it's one of those kind of things. Those guys are invaluable opposed to someone who's going to show up for their scheduled games and possibly miss some of those, but they'll be there for at least their minimum.
Exactly.
So it's one of those. I feel like Nashville built their team, and it's nothing against Mupp. Mupp's a good guy. Legacy's a good guy, but their activity on running their team is hindering them, because it's not allowed them to build their team and facilitate the tools in order to keep that team running to where they're not running into trouble as far as getting lineups, you know, and stuff like that.
Yep.
To the point where we're contemplating at the BOD to try to help them out somehow to get their, you know, get their lineups out. So they're going to have to start making some decisions where everyone thinks they're sitting pretty and they're utilizing the system and using it in their benefit. They're really not, because they're hurting themselves with they had to force themselves to carry up a 12th person that they probably didn't want to just to make it so they wouldn't get penalized.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt them down the road.
So, yeah, and looking at Montreal's the other one that's sitting at minimum roster requirements right now. So, just to clarify, tomorrow night rolls around and they're still sitting with three in the undress bench. They can't go into free agency, correct?
Yep, they cannot go into free agency.
So, just to keep in mind, so what they're going to have to do is if they want to go into free agency, there's somebody they're going to have to call one of those guys up and to end up going into free agency. So, in a sense, that's in a sense, you have to be at minimum, basically, at least minimum cost to go into free agency, and you have to have some space in your undress bench. But that's all the time we have for tonight. I wish we had more. We've got about 3 minutes left in the show. I want to thank Taco and Caster. I also want to put a special thanks out to my good buddy Lucic, also known as TK. He's been the graphic designer on our team. If you've noticed, we've got a new XOHL banner. Yay!
Yeah.
And congratulations. Looks good. Was originally original six, but I like the fact that they turned it into the teams we've got. And also, if you notice as well, if you go into the standing page, either via your dashboard or from the left of the screen. He's also got a nice little logo there now. And it actually says, still says XOHL NHL 13, though. Hint, hint, Foxbrook. 6v6 league, so we're not NHL 13, by the way. So I want to big shout out to Caster. I'm going to give you another one for being late. and also, I'm going to give you, you know what I mean? And I'm going to have to give this round ding 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 to Taco Sunday. Congratulations, Taco Sunday. You won this round of the Survivor Series. And we'll be back again next week. Well, probably later on this week. What am I working? Work Monday. I might be back Tuesday night. Tuesday night to recap the week and see how we're going. Again, thanks guys for showing up. And we want to thank all of our listeners. We didn't beat our record last week during draft. We had, I think it was, I said 61, the record 72 live listeners, but keep it chugging, and we'll see you guys. This is for you, Caster.
Hey, hold up. We didn't do those last two goal horns. Good-ass song.
See y'all next week.